producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doesn't get any better than this when it comes to News Talk Radio. We've got the information cornered here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of the Countdown with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we go through the charts for the week of January 3rd to the 8th, first full week of January. Let's see how things have changed. Michael's going to go through the top 10 list of items, the stories, if you will, and then the people that seem to be a part of the somewhat non-generic conversation that's going on. A lot of good variety this week, Michael.
Yes, I see that the year 2016 is off and running. Time marches on, as do our mouths, and here we go. This is what's been talked about this past week on talk stations, just like the one our listeners are listening to right now. At number 10, we have National Football League playoffs. I mean, a large segment of the population lives for these next few weekends. At number 9, the People's Choice Awards. At number 8, the Oregon Armed Protesters Standoff. We have the GOP Obamacare repeal legislation happening at number 7. At number 6, we have the North Korea H-bomb claim. At number 5, Chinese stock crash and global markets activity. At number 4, Saudi-Iran diplomatic break and the Shiite-Sunni tensions. At number 3, we have the battle against the Islamic State, otherwise known as ISIS, ISIL, or as you would say, Daesh.
Yes.
At number 2, we have the presidential race. And at number 1, the Obama gun town hall meeting. The people on our survey. At number 10, football star Peyton Manning. At number 9, Dakota Johnson and Sharon Osbourne. Ammon Bundy is at 8. Mike Huckabee and John Kasich share the number 7 spot. Bernie Sanders at number 6. Carly, Ben, and Chris at number 5. Ted, Marco, and Jeb at number 4. The Donald at number 3. Bill and Hill at 2. And Barack Obama at 1. And there it is.
All right, so Bernie Sanders is number 6.
Yes.
Interesting.
All by himself.
Yes, all by himself. I think there's a scenario, and I don't remember whether I laid this on you or not.
You did.
I did lay it on you. Okay,
and I've been thinking about it ever since.
Have you?
It's brilliant.
Yeah, well, thank you. I don't know that it was my idea, but I certainly pass along.
Explain
for those of you who didn't.
No one will know.
All right, so here's the, let me explain again what Michael and I are talking about. There's a college, I believe it's called Western Illinois State University. It's been in existence since, I think, about the 1840s, 1850s. And one of the things they pride themselves with is their presentation to the students, the opportunity to vote for the next president a year to the day before the election. So every 4 years since they got started, they had a mock election exactly 1 year to the day before the actual election was taking place. So the election was held on November 5th or 6th or whatever it was this past year. And the results were published the first week of December. And by the way, this college in its straw poll or election or whatever you want to call it has never been wrong. They have always voted for whoever won in the final election. So the winner this year, this past year, was Bernie Sanders. And when we were discussing that on the air on my Good Day program, people were laughing at it. Are you kidding? Come on. I think there's a scenario that can be created whereby Bernie Sanders wins. And so whether it happens or doesn't, he's gotten himself into the fray back and forth on the Twitter account with Donald Trump. And it seemed to be part of this. You know, people take this stuff so seriously, Michael. Some of it's just fun. Some of it's just silly. If you don't take politics too seriously, I certainly don't. I think we have to lighten things up a little bit, and we have to get some new leadership for sure. But anyway, it is interesting how important social media is. And I wonder if in your surveys of what's going on these talk radio programs with the hosts, do the hosts depend too much now on social media? There's a program that's actually quite good. Started by Rusty Humphreys, who has been a pretty successful host around the country over the last, 20 years or so. And he started a program that's all about, I think it's an afternoon show, talk show, but it just focuses on the trends. And I thought that was quite an original idea. What do you think?
I think that you've said an awful lot there. So
yes, I am.
I'm not sure what aspect of your speech you want me to comment on.
All of it.
However, I will say, first of all, part one of your speech is that, of course, Bernie Sanders has a chance to be president, but so does Marco Rubio, so does Ted Cruz, so does Donald Trump, so does Hillary Clinton. It's as Jeb Bush, who is the only one I think doesn't have much of a chance, although he does too. Anything can happen because, as they say in sports, they haven't played the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played the game. There hasn't been one vote cast. It's all been polls. And when the votes start getting cast, when it starts in Iowa, then it goes to New Hampshire, and then we have Super Tuesday, and all of this defining activity, we will suddenly see the scene, and it'll be probably a little different than people are thinking right now, because what's considered to be reality is really speculation in the hands of pundits, pollsters, and people saying things to pundits and pollsters that they may not really do when it comes to going into the voting booth. So anything could happen. As Jeb Bush said, it's chaos, and we have a lot of chaos candidates.
The chaos,
Bernie Sanders could be the next president. It is within, certainly, to use the cliche, the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of talk show hosts using social media too much, I think talk show hosts use social media the same way talk show hosts used to use newspapers and the telephone. It's just the modern tool of communication. And when you mention, Rusty Humphreys, and you mention radio show based on internet trends, I don't see any separation between what's being talked about on the internet or what's being talked about in social media as what's talked about on the counter stools at your local donut shop every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the stories being any different. It's just a new kind of technology.
Let me ask you, I'm going to put this to you in a different way in a moment. So everybody stand by, if you will, please. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is where we've gone through the stories now. We're going to take out some of the nuance of how they're being discussed and what it is that you pay attention to here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese per sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, cross sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I was about to ask you how influential hosts are we've asked this question before about politics, how influential are certain conservative hosts with getting Republicans elected. But I want to go more deeply into some of the things that are issues now or have been in the past year or so where hosts, I think what I always thought when I started doing this was that we could lead the way, but now I think that there are more followers than leaders. And I guess when you get down to it, it doesn't make any difference whether we are a follower or a leader as long as we're entertaining and people listen. Yes?
Well, those are two factors. One, there's the factor as a broadcaster. As long as people are listening and advertising is being sold, you're fulfilling your function as a professional broadcaster. Mm-hmm. In terms of those who view life through a political lens, there's the aspect of influence and how much influence you have. Quite often you can have a lot of influence but fail as a broadcaster, and quite often you can be an incredibly successful broadcaster and have little influence. So that's something that exists that isn't always reflected in terms of mainstream news coverage of our medium. But I would say that there are mostly followers today and very few leaders on any level, including in the political ruling class. Everybody is obsessed with polls, which way the wind is blowing, and what will the results be of what I say as opposed to, I'm going to say what I think and who cares. Even Bernie Sanders is a very clever strategist, as evidenced by how he has changed the conversation to be a battle between him and Trump. He is siphoning off of Trump's mystique right now and atmosphere better than anybody else in the race.
Well,
what Jeb Bush should be doing.
Well, but Jeb Bush has nothing in common with Donald Trump. In fact, Bernie Sanders, you listen or watch him, he and the issues that he's discussing, not all of them, but many of them that are popular with younger voters especially, are the pretty much same issues that Trump is talking about. Not necessarily with the same solutions.
Don't be fooled by that. Bernie Sanders is the exact opposite of Trump. He's making it appear, it's an amazing sleight of hand. He's making it appear to those that are not, shall we say, that politically astute but operate more emotionally and in broad strokes concepts, that there's a similarity. But if you really break down what they stand for and what would happen if they were elected president, if in fact they do what they say they would do, it's 180 degrees opposite between Bernie Sanders and Trump, which is why Sanders is so clever in making it appear to the Trump enthusiasts that he and Trump have a lot in common.
You know, it's interesting how we can think that they actually can do what they want to do when in fact they can't. Each president, though, is given usually one chance to go out on his or her own. With Bush, it was Iraq, and with Obama, it was affordable health care. Both of them were miserable failures, and yet, they got it through. They pushed it on their own, and now, you know, there are a lot of people.
I don't believe George W. Bush was the spearhead of the second invasion of Iraq. I believe that Bush was a puppet of those around him.
Rumsfeld, Cheney, that bunch, you mean?
Oh, there's no question in my mind that Cheney was running that operation.
Yeah.
And there's no question in my mind, and I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, that almost every president is really a puppet
of some type of
a force that we don't see.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 21 After on the Countdown.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison on the most influential talk radio program on the weekend around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has done a great new series of podcasts that are in-depth overviews of a lot of people that are important, not necessarily just talk hosts, but people that are important in the world of talk, or certainly can be. One of the things that we sort of talk about, it's an ancillary impact, but yet it's there, Michael. The washing away of the good old seasoned hosts and not having new ones coming in. We were talking about what is influential, who's influential here, how it works. If people don't have a solid basis in things and they talk about a lot of different topics, are they less valuable? Do you think is their opinion less valuable if they aren't known for being either right or left or connected to some military or some money company? I mean, how do you know what a person's credibility rating ought to be?
Well, it's very difficult when you don't have a lot of opportunity to work your way up through the ranks in media. Used to be reporters and talk show hosts and radio personalities worked at small operations and small markets, gained reputations, gained wisdom, gained experience, and moved up, 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 up. By the time they got to the big time, they had a track record. That's not happening anymore. What's happening is big corporate media wants celebrities immediately, immediate response. So they quite often people are stepping down to radio or stepping down to newspapers or journalism from places where they had failed, maybe as a movie star, maybe as a TV celebrity, maybe as a reality show celebrity. I mean, Trump is stepping down to be president, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're doing that. If Trump gets elected president, that syndrome will have wound up taking place in one of the most important processes in the country.
Are you saying that will help?
President by personality.
Okay. Well, we had that sort of Bill Clinton got elected over George Bush because he was younger and smarter and hipper, and he came across as affable and likable.
He was a governor.
Yeah, he was before.
Yeah.
But Bush was a seasoned politician as well. It just seemed like Clinton was there at every turn. And is that the same for anybody that we've got here today that we're looking at to be the next leader of the free world?
Well, if you remember that during the primary back in the election of 1992, I'm trying to get my years straight, people like Mario Cuomo, who were considered the front runners, decided they weren't going to run against George H.W. Bush because he couldn't be beaten. So they were going to sit it out, and you had what was called by the media the Seven Dwarves. You had people like Jerry Brown. You had people like Al Gore, people like Bill Clinton, people like Paul Tsongas running for the Democratic nomination, and they were considered like lightweights. Of course, when you get elected, you're now the man. And Bill Clinton did it. He came out of nowhere because he had made an impressive speech at the convention 4 years earlier. I believe that was the case, or was it Cuomo?
I think it was Clinton. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, how do you think Obama came on the scene? He made an impressive speech.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to see who they put in that's an unknown politician who makes a fire and brimstone big impressive speech. That person often goes on to become the nominee in the future. It's all strategy.
That's the hierarchy of the parties trying to control what happens, and in many instances they're successful at doing that, so it becomes about them and not about the public and about the way the country is run. Unfortunately for them at this point in time, that's not the case this go around, because most of the Republican hierarchy thinks that Trump is anathema, but yet his numbers keep growing, in fact, among certain strong segments in the Republican Party. So can you carry that
for the party leaders?
Yeah, oh, it is. Well, but it shows you what, again, I think it's clear, and a great conversation item on the radio is to see where their real loyalty is. Republicans are not interested in them in helping the voters. They're interested in helping themselves and their organization. Same can be said for the Democrats. 28 minutes past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavior support increases chances of success.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Past the hour as we continue influencing the thinkers, the movers, the shakers, people that love News Talk Radio, overviewing the charts, the stories for the week of January 3rd to the 8th. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. The focus on the individual radio stations. We tend to, I think, pay a lot of attention to syndicated hosts, which is a phenomenon that's been around. People say, oh, that's something new. No, it isn't. It's been around for a long time, as long as radio. As a matter of fact, the biggest shows when the radio actually got popular were all national shows, weren't they? They weren't.
Yeah, well, the national networks were like the television networks. There was no TV.
Right.
So you had major programs that were the national shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Arthur Godfrey comes to mind. Arthur Godfrey was probably bigger than Rush Limbaugh in his day.
Yep. The Breakfast Club.
Those shows, McNeil's Breakfast Club. Huge.
Yeah, right. So then we get around to thinking about the impact of the local radio stations. I'm thinking about an affiliate of this program. KMMS is a radio station that is in Montana, and they shape local issues. They have a lot of news on their website. They are interested in being involved in the community. And so I wondered about the phenomenon of the website. We were talking earlier about content and whether we're driven too much by things that, you know, are easy to get information from rather than our own curious mind doing a little work and research. But I wonder, to the success of a good news talk radio station, how important is the website, do you think, these days? And how much time do you spend writing and reporting on it in Talkers Magazine?
Well, the website, you mean radio, terrestrial radio, AM and FM radio's relationship with the digital world is the primary issue that 20th century media is dealing with. Not only radio, television deals with it, newspapers deal with it. How do you take the specialness, the iconic positioning of a radio station, TV station, a newspaper, a magazine of the 20th century, and use the assets of the digital era without giving up that special magic that gatekeeper-oriented special media had back in the 20th century. That is the number one challenge facing broadcasting today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be making a speech in Europe in March to the world radio community about that very issue.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's the issue. That's the key issue facing the media industry, is transitioning from the 20th century to the 21st century without losing the speciality of 20th century media.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Not turning it all into utilitarian, you know, like everybody owning a telephone, mm-hmm. or everybody having a postage stamp. There always has been social media. It just hasn't been as powerful as it is now. The telephone was social media. Writing a letter was social media. Standing at the backyard fence or going to a town meeting was social media. So there always has been this thing called social media. It just hasn't been as powerful, as electric, as instantaneous, as ubiquitous, as accessible as it is today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the frustration many of us feel is that there's so many great things to talk about, and we seem to be focused narrowly on what's just in terms of politics, what's going on, although that we've said that here many times. That's changing a bit. There are a lot of individual shows. And,
oh, yeah.
And one wonders if the Dave Ramsey movement grows. His brand and his status has certainly changed, and he's worked very hard at it and he deserves every bit of success, in my opinion, that he's had. And there are a lot of other people who are coming from these areas that now see that people are interested more than just in politics. And I think that the point I was trying to make earlier, asking about local stations and their websites, if they sometimes risk being too political. Is there such a thing as being too political?
No, there isn't. It's just only one option, though. You see, we've talked about this before. You're still thinking in terms of there's a limited number of channels out there, so we should be having more variety on each channel. The fact is, the change going into the 21st century is that each channel specializes. And it's not that everybody's being political. Political talk radio is being political, just like sports talk radio is sports. You wouldn't go to a sports station and say, you should be talking about relationships, you should be talking about gardening, you should be talking about money. No, they talk about sports. And political news talk radio, a format that's evolved over the last quarter century since the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine, specializes in politics. What my complaint is that there aren't enough people out there mining the opportunity of subject matter for specialty shows and formats that would have listeners and sponsors that they're not doing because they think everything should be politics, and that's where they make the mistake.
So that's a media thing. It's a management thing, not a talent thing.
Oh, totally a management thing. Mm-hmm. Totally. Absolutely. There's talent out there for every subject in the world.
I think some of the things that are fascinating to listen to, the conversations about travel, you wouldn't get that much on a Monday through Friday program. I'm fascinated with travel, and that's just one of the things. We've relegated a lot of that stuff to the weekends, though, whereas it might be more satisfying to have it as part of the general conversation on a Monday through Friday basis.
Well, yeah. But, you know, again, everything falls into place. I mean, there's a little bit of everything on everything. Otherwise, it becomes very, very boring. I mean, you can't talk politics unless you talk sociology, unless you talk culture. You can't talk...
But are the hosts around today that stimulating that they can actually dig around? The Dennis Prager's of the world, who is, I believe, for my money, Dennis is a Los Angeles host who also is on the Salem Radio Network, is one of the most deep, profound thinkers on the radio, yet he can communicate his thoughts in a way that people grasp.
Well, his bent is theology and spirituality.
Yeah.
But he's still a secular news talker, political news talker. Mm-hmm. But everybody brings their own little aspect to it. You're a family farmer. You bring a little bit of the agricultural industry here and there into what you do.
Sure do.
I'm interested in sports and media theory and, science. So if I were doing a daily show, you'd hear a lot of science. You'd hear a lot of philosophy. And I would still talk about Donald Trump and Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me go back to something you said a few minutes ago that fascinated me. You were talking about being invited to and speaking at a conference in Europe about talk radio. explain to the folks
about radio.
Radio in general. Okay.
Right.
But can we zoom in and sort of narrow in on news talk radio, conversation radio in Europe or around the rest of the world? Has it taken off? Is it as important in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East, South America as it is here?
The answer is yes and no. It has taken off. It is important. It just is different. The freedom of speech we have in this country, the First Amendment we have in this country, is something extremely uniquely American. Even in our greatest allies, such as the UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, in terms of English-speaking places, they do not have freedom of speech on the level that we do here. That's the basis of it. And secondly, we are not a polite culture. These other cultures are far more polite than America.
Yeah. I'm thinking, as you said that, of James Whale, who is a friend of mine who does a talk radio program in England. He will bill himself. I think you've met him and we've talked to him.
Yes, I have.
He bills himself as the Howard Stern of England. For heaven's sake, I laughed at him. He and I are friends. The first time I ever met him, and he said that. I looked at him. I said, "You, what are you?" But the audience in England buys it because they kind of know who Howard Stern is, and they think, "Okay, well, this guy is pretty raucous. I mean, he can be outrageous in a simple way, but he's no Howard Stern." Mm-hmm. But yet, that's what the audience buys, and that's as rough as it gets over there. Although a lot of times, I think things in England especially can get really rough when it comes to politics.
It gets rough, but they're very polite.
Mm-hmm.
My distinguished friend from north of Wales, you twit.
You hypocrite.
It's amazing. You ever watch Prime Minister Time on CNN?
Yes.
On C-SPAN?
C-SPAN, yeah.
Yeah. They insult the hell out of each other,
they
do it so civilly.
And they do. They all sit around while the Prime Minister or whoever the leaders of the parties are. It is a good take. If you didn't even get a chance to see it on C-SPAN,
fantastic.
It's a great take.
It's almost something. It's like out of a Monty Python movie.
Yeah.
You know who was great? Thatcher was great at dealing with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if she was, there's something about, and maybe this is what broadens us to what goes on in the rest of the world. I'm thinking of our friend Valerie Geller and David Hall, who's also, these are two people that you don't know, folks, but they're both consultants in our business, and they've both been very successful. Interestingly enough, David Hall in Los Angeles and Valerie in New York, running very successful radio stations, and so they branched out to be consultants to talk radio stations and companies in Europe and elsewhere around the world. And I always think about how it is that they approach things. First of all, they're the best consultants, but they have to speak the language. So Valerie speaks French, David speaks Spanish. And I've said to both of them on any number of occasions, how is it to listen to this? Is it as engaging as we find it here? And a lot of the comeback is about the emotions, because Europeans, about most other areas of the world, frankly, show their emotions more dramatically than do we.
And they're more apt to talk about relationships and soap operas as a result of that.
Yes, they do. There's much more intriguing, if that's what it is, the mores, the standards of people who are in public life, whether they be actors, actresses, musicians. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing to see how focused we, I don't like to do a lot of that on my program, because people are interested, I'm doing more and more. But it becomes the sum and substance of much of what they talk about. They love gossip in England. My God.
Yeah, huge. It's huge. But some of these foreign language countries, even in the United States, in their media, are far more emotional. Watch Spanish language soap operas. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know what they're talking about, they're fascinating. They're so over the top emotional.
All right, I want to ask you, you bring up something, what the foreign programming, the spoken word foreign programming actually has for content. Do we know what they say? Does the FCC pay any attention to these foreign broadcasters? We'll pursue that with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine in a moment here on The Countdown.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SUHD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung Portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. And the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recorder.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so here we have a couple of minutes left here with Michael Harrison from the services of Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. We were talking about what gets broadcast on foreign language stations in our country and how do we really know what they're saying. We have the FCC climbing all over radio stations these days because they're offensive and their fines are outrageous, and it seems like a joke, actually, to broadcasters like you and me. It really is. It's just more government incursion. But then nobody pays the attention to the foreign language broadcasts. And people have told me there's all kinds of outrageous stuff that goes on these shows, on these stations.
Well, there's a simple answer to that. The FCC does not sit there listening, looking for dirty words. The FCC only responds to complaints. If you and I suddenly throw off a whole string of profanities right now on this program, and nobody complains, we will get away with it.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Oh,
so obviously,
God.
Nobody's complaining in the Spanish language speaking world when they hear these dirty words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about the Korean programs, the Chinese programs, and their Middle Eastern programs?
Could you imagine Chinese listeners calling the FCC to complain that some dirty Chinese word was on their radio station?
That's why this whole thing is so foolish.
The lifeline of a station that speaks their language. They're immigrants. They're living in a community that's foreign to them, and they have this little AM radio station full of static speaking their language and giving them lifeline information. They're not going to complain about poo-poo caca.
No. Poo-poo caca.
Yeah, poo-poo. That's a Chinese word.
Don't you have poo-poo on the...
Don't start.
Chow mein.
Don't start. We're going to get complaints.
Oh, my God, this is so funny. People are funny, and this is a wonderful business. It's funny. It's still a lot of fun. You can tell by listening to Michael and I. We love what we do, and we love this format, and it's just such a hoot sometimes to have people take themselves so seriously. Hello, it's only radio. Nobody gets hurt. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with me, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Kenny and I have a focus on a lot of technology news from this past week. Probably the foremost thing on people's minds when it comes to technology are all these new tech products that are on display at CES in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, 20,000 of these products. The exhibit hall is the size of 50 football fields. Wow. All right, Holland Cook has some more information for us to think about with regard to what's at CES.
If there is a theme to this Consumer Electronics Show, it is disrupt or be disrupted. Example, Netflix, which has disrupted television business as usual. Co-founder Reed Hastings told us his company has 70 million users worldwide who watched whatever they chose, whenever they wanted, on whatever device, for 12 billion hours in the fourth quarter of 2015. We invented binge watching, he says. Hastings calls Netflix a simple and revolutionary shift from corporate to consumer control. Disruption. General Motors CEO Mary Barra told us, "I have no doubt that our industry will change more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 50. Plenty of oohs and ahs when the 2017 Chevy Volt EV, as in electric vehicle, drove on stage. That electric Beamer I test drove here last year has a 100-mile range. This new Chevy goes 200. As you approach the car, it instantly syncs with your smartphone. Apple Play and Android Auto are built into the dashboard screen, bigger than an iPad Air. The rearview mirror is really a video screen displaying a wide-angle rear camera. Drive it off the lot for around $30,000 after government incentives." At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook from SurvivalSpeech.com for Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, Tim Cook, some other tech executives meeting at the White House today to try to figure out how to combat terror recruitment online. So there are reps coming from Facebook and Twitter and Apple and Google discussing the ways to counteract Daesh's propaganda on the web. What might be effective in that area, Kenny, do you think? How do you stop this stuff? Do you just pull the plug? And do they have enough control to be able to do that?
Oh, I think those guys have enough control.
Mm-hmm. Does there have to be a law, or can they're companies, even though they're all public companies, can they just say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, why not, right?
I don't think there would need to be a law, because you're not talking about American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you pull the plug on some of these social media accounts and some of these other things that they're doing online, it makes it harder to track them.
Ah.
They disappear and they just pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, there's two theories going on here. I think there's the group that says, and this is me too, you know, block them so that they can't talk to each other. And then there's another group that says, let them talk so that we can actually monitor what they're saying. I just don't necessarily trust we do a great job of monitoring.
Could be. All right, Apple News, the stock is below $100. Shares of Apple, we're down $4 to $96.45. This is the first time it's been below $100 for more than a year. It still is the most valuable company, I think, in the world. Is it? I think Alibaba maybe be the more, but Apple is second. Lost 28% of its value since hitting its all-time high of $134 last April. So what the news media is playing this up is something wrong at Apple. I don't see anything wrong. It's just the market sort of adjusting to the way it sells and to what people are buying, isn't it? What's the big deal here? I'm asking that as a rhetorical question. That's it. Apple Music helps drive music streaming. Music streaming up 93% in the past year from the year before, with Apple Music platform being one of the big winners there. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.